Every 3 minutes, a food allergy reaction sends someone to the emergency room. Dr. Sung Popletti, CEO of Food Allergy Research and Education, or FAIR, tells Star 97.7 what millions of Americans live with every day.
Can you imagine eating a bite of food or taking a pill or just playing outside and suddenly you break out into welts? Your face is swelling up, your stomach is turning, you feel dizzy, you can't catch your breath. These are some of the symptoms of anaphylaxis, which is a severe and potentially life-threatening allergic reaction.
FAIR is the largest nonprofit engaged in food allergy advocacy that works through research and legislation to support those who are allergic in their food allergy journeys. Check them out at foodallergy.org. 85 million Americans live with or are impacted by food allergies. Star 97.7 checked in with Dr. Sung Popletti and asked what's driving the rise in food intolerance. She says one theory suggests we're just too germ conscious.
One of the hypotheses suggests that our environment has become so much cleaner that some of the children's immune systems are not fighting the germs we used to fight. So the new protein being introduced to them orally becomes an allergic response from the immune system.
Dr. Popletti referenced the difference from a generation ago when there weren't so many sanitizers and we were all out making mud pies and simply washed our hands with soap and water afterwards. The number of life-threatening reactions to food has skyrocketed in recent years, with EpiPens being the standard first line of treatment. Dr. Sung Popletti, CEO of Food Allergy Research and Education, tells Star 97.7 fear of the injections is driving new innovations in treating anaphylactic reactions.
I don't know about you, Sunny, but I don't like getting injections. And if you're a child, you definitely don't want to get injections. So companies are hoping to ease anxiety around using epinephrine by coming up with needle-free products.
Dr. Popletti says some of those products that are currently in clinical trials include epi inhalers, pill forms that dissolve under the tongue, and an injectable without a needle that's absorbed through the skin. 32 million Americans suffer from life-threatening food allergies, but there is an advocacy group working to fund innovative research and treatments. Dr. Sung Popletti is CEO of Food Allergy Research and Education, or FAIR.
We are the largest nonprofit engaged in food allergy advocacy and the largest private funder of food allergy research. It's important to have an organization that will look to find potential cures in the next 10 years and also be able to support them in their food allergy journey.
You can learn more about FAIR's innovative research at foodallergy.org.